The Warriors return home to Oracle Arena, and on Tuesday will face the New York Knicks to start a three-game homestand coming off five games on the road, which wrapped up in Houston on Saturday night with a clash with the Rockets and the top two teams in the West going after each other in a fast-paced, competitive game where Kevin Durant had a team-high 26 points. Stephen Curry delivered 19 points and 8 assists, while Draymond Green had 21 points, 7 boards, and 6 assists as Nick Young added 16 points off the bench. But the 14-game road win streak comes to an end as Houston takes it 116-108 the final. Here's Coach Kerr.
It's been a good streak and disappointing end to it, but we didn't deserve to win tonight. We played pretty poorly and did a lot of things that to hurt ourselves, and we're playing a great team, so you can't get away with that.
The turnovers and thing that
Turnovers and fouls. I don't know how many free throws they shot in the second quarter, but it was just a parade to the line that got us in the hole. And then the turnovers, I think we had 19 and they scored 23 points off of them. It seemed like we just kept making one silly play after another. Forced passes. We always talk about hitting singles. We were trying to hit home runs all night, and can't do that against these guys. On the bright side, we know we can play a lot better, and we will.
What do you make of Steph and Clay with just their shooting?
One of those nights. I mean, it happens. Rarely happens to both of them on the same night. But I'm never upset with missed shots. And for the most part, we were taking good shots. A little disappointed late in the last couple minutes. We probably could have gotten better shots. But all in all, that's just going to happen. It's just making the most of your opportunities, and shots go in, shots don't. But you can control turnovers, and out of the 19 turnovers, it didn't feel like many of them were forced by the defense. It just seemed like it was we were just in a rush and too frantic.
Coach, I know it's just a regular season game, but psychologically, does this a win like that for them, does that do anything for a team like that?
You can ask them. I mean, they deserve to win, and they beat us tonight, but doesn't do anything to us. I mean, we feel pretty good no matter who we're playing and where we're playing. Actually, I feel better on the road than I do at home right now, but that'll change. we feel confident anytime.
Can you feel their defensive improvement in a game like today from last season?
I think they've gotten better defensively. They've got bigger bodies. They got more size on the wings, and they've gotten better defensively for sure.
Glass tonight, they seem to pound you, especially in the first half.
Yeah, those long rebounds, we talk about that. They take so many threes. It's a lot of long rebounds, and you really have to scrap against them. And I thought they, I don't know what the possession battle was, but they ended up with a lot more possessions based on the free throws and the turnovers and the offensive boards, and those were killers.
Nick Young gave you guys a lot off the bench. I hope he sees that as a vote of confidence that he's on the floor in the final minutes.
Nick was great. He's getting better and better defensively with us, and obviously got his shot going tonight. And, again, that's why I played him down the stretch. And I thought he was fantastic tonight.
Yeah, in regards to that, I think in all the games against Houston, he's been pretty productive. Has there been, a common thread with his games, specifically with Nick?
He's played well against him. I can't tell you anything else.
Clay, you mentioned some of the shot selection late. Clay didn't have a ton of shots, and then he kind of seemed to rush some late. It was just kind of a weird night.
Part of turning it over like that and trying to hit home runs and throwing, long passes ahead that get picked off, we don't get that secondary transition where Clay gets a lot of shots. And when we're patient, we throw the ball ahead to the wing and make the easy pass, and we start passing and cutting, that's usually when Clay gets shot. So I just thought our impatience hurt our team, but really hurt Clay in particular. He just didn't get many good shots out of the flow of the game.
And after Tuesday's game against the Knicks, there will be two more games on the homestand for the Warriors, with the Minnesota Timberwolves visiting on Thursday and then the Boston Celtics at Oracle Arena on Saturday. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.